Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk about preventing Holocausts with Jenna Fox. She's the Western Regional Outreach Coordinator for UNR STAND. We'll explain. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Al Lackner, Chris Barrett, and John Galtney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit marilynyork.net for all your family law needs.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome to the program, Jenna Fox. She is a member of UNR STAND, and STAND stands for Students Taking Action Now on Darfur. Tell us how you got involved in this.
When I was a kid, I was always really... I just read a lot about the Holocaust in like fourth and fifth grade for some odd reason, and so I've always been really, really passionate just about genocide and that human life is a really valuable thing, and that when it's being taken away in such large numbers that some people need to take action. I kind of didn't do anything in high school because I was at a community college and just didn't have the time, but as soon as I got to UNR, I started a STAND chapter here. And it's actually, we're the student-led division of the Genocide Intervention Network, which is a nonprofit. And so I went to a conference in Washington, D.C. within 3 weeks of getting at UNR. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was really nervous. I just showed up there by myself to kind of get support to start this club. And there were just 500 other students that were just incredibly passionate, incredibly educated, which was a wonderful experience and made me want to continue my fight and learn how we could best advocate for an end to genocide and mass atrocities.
You know, why do you think that almost 70 years after World War II that we're still dealing with this?
Well, there's a book by Samantha Power, I don't know, it's called America and a Problem from Hell, America in the Age of Genocide, and it kind of explains the political realities, mainly in the United States, and that there's a lack of political will to combat combat genocide and mass atrocities. For example, even in 1994, we had the Rwandan genocide, and there was a senator, a congressman, I forget, in Colorado, who said that she received more calls about the guerrillas being slaughtered in Rwanda than about the human beings. And so, I mean, that's one of the main goals of STAND, and one of our goals at UNR STAND is to engage our communities and build that political will and create a constituency of conscience, or an anti-genocide constituency, that will always advocate that these things should not take place, and that we should act to end them.
You know, Jenna, you touch on a good point, because I remember when New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson was running for president, and he spoke to a group of students at Carson High School, and what his point about Darfur was that the United States, the Sudan's Darfur has very little strategic value to the United States, so the United States foreign policy doesn't care about them because there's no strategic value. Do you see that as one of the weaknesses of U.S. foreign policy when it comes to genocide?
Most definitely, yeah. I mean, I think we had some interests in Africa during the Cold War that didn't necessarily keep in place Africa's interests so much as our political interests, and then following that, we kind of completely took it off the map strategically, and I guess we may have some oil interests in other parts of Africa, but really, really in Sudan, it's mainly China. So we just don't have the political strategic interest there. The largest interest that we have is the fact that genocide is occurring, and that can ultimately affect our national security. I believe we've seen. Even in Darfur, the conflict spilled over into Chad. Right now, they're going to have an election and a referendum in 2011 that can cause them to fall into another war between the north and the south, which killed millions of people, even more than were killed in Darfur. And we're at a flashpoint there coming up, and that has consequences to spill over and breed conflict in other areas.
When you talk to the general public, do they even know where these countries are?
I don't ask them to point it out on a map, but I mean, they kind of go, yeah, genocide, Darfur, we know what that is. But then I don't get the sense that often they know in depth what's going on. It's kind of, they may have heard like a 10-second spiel on the news or by a celebrity, and so they don't, yeah, genocide, like that's bad. But I don't know if they know a lot of the nuances and the conflicts and that kind of thing, and what we can actually do to stop them. I think there's also a really, like, a prevalent idea that you know, it's just another conflict in Africa or in this area of the world. It's long, deep-seated hatreds or ancient hatreds that we can't do anything about. And we don't believe that that's the case. I don't believe that that's the case. I believe that genocide is not only we can end it, but it's also preventable, and that our government could take steps to build civil society. And if we take the lead and strengthen some institutions in these countries, that
okay,
it's preventable.
Let's take a break and let's get into that in more detail, all right? We'll be right back right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we focus on attracting high-tech companies to Northern Nevada. One vital amenity provided to companies at TRI is a connection to a complete digital fiber network. This gives the ability of unlimited bandwidth and voice services to every business. And what's charged for the installation of this valuable asset? Nothing. Zero. Nada. And that's a pretty good deal. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used Pro Group. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call Pro Group today. Okay, spot me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jenna Fox. She represents UNR STAND, which is Students Taking Action Now in Darfur.
You know, Jenna, one of the problems in Darfur that I see that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of, that women and girls in refugee camps are often raped and beaten when they go out of the camp to forage for wood to cook their food. And the Jewish World Watch has begun raising money to provide solar cookers for women so they don't have to go out and expose themselves in the forest and get raped and beaten up. What do you think about this solar cooking campaign of the Jewish World Watch?
I do think it's a one good mechanism to kind of help these women not have to leave the camps. The nonprofit that STAND fundraises for, Genocide Intervention Network, has in the past had civilian protection programs on the ground in Darfur. They helped create a manual for the African Union peacekeeping forces there to help police the grounds and go on fire collecting trips with the women, which was an incredible program, providing donkey carts and things of that nature too. I'm sure that's a wonderful program too. I don't know as much about it, but I think earlier this year, Omar al-Bashir, who's the president of Sudan, evicted a large number of aid groups from Sudan in response to being indicted by the International Criminal Court. And one of the biggest problems now is that we kind of say that a lot of services have returned to this region, but not services for rape survivors, which is an incredibly terrible, terrible problem. I know that there was an organization that sent an open letter to Secretary Clinton a couple last week, I think, actually, calling that these services be restored, and that needs to be an important benchmark when Special Envoy Gratian, who's the envoy for Sudan from the United States, is dealing with the government, that we can't just say, oh, it's great that you've let some aid groups do work. That we need to protect women in these camps. They're an especially vulnerable group, and they still need to be protected.
What can the general public do in this situation?
Right now we're actually having a pledge to protect a canvas to just collect people that will pledge to join the movement to end and prevent genocide. It's ipledgetoprotect.org. So if they join there, we always have information on actions that you can take, just a simple phone call to your elected officials. There's a great hotline, it's 1-800-GENOCIDE, that you can call, and it will connect you directly to your senator's office, your congressman's office, or the White House, give you talking points, and it's incredibly simple for people to use, and it's a great resource. And if you're just on your way to work, not in the car, on your cell phone, but just give them a call and advocate for legislation, genocide prevention.
Jenna, is STAND maybe disappointed that ending genocide in Sudan is not a presidential policy of President Obama?
I think that we understand that the president has a lot on his plate. We just had a conference in Washington, D.C. where somebody pointed that out. You know, as the economy, which is a huge issue right now. We have the war in Afghanistan, obviously, which is the issue of the moment, and the war in Iraq, and healthcare and all that stuff. But I mean, that's why we have this constituency to advocate. I think they have this, the State Department is starting this kind of program, Ask US, And so they actually had the student director of STAND, Leila Amjadi, and as well as the director of Save Darfur Coalition, sit down with Special Envoy Gratian and Samantha Power to kind of discuss their policy on Sudan. And so that was a great first step as far as transparency goes, and I think it was trying to show that they are thinking about it. But I don't think he's necessarily fulfilling all of the promises and making it a big priority. So I mean, while we understand that there's a lot of other issues, we really hope that he continues to pay attention to what's going on in not just Sudan, but also Democratic Republic of Congo and these other areas where genocide and mass atrocities are occurring.
And we, you know, and that, you know, I mean, we just saw a recent story on 60 Minutes about the abuse of gold miners in the Congo, but I hadn't really heard about genocide in the Congo and also Myanmar. You know, the opposition leader has been under house arrest for many, many years now, but you don't hear about genocide there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Genocide is a very political term. It has a very specific definition according to the United Nations. So as a group, we focus on genocide and mass atrocities. And in Democratic Republic of Congo, I mean, they had a war. It was Africa's first world war in which over 5.4 million people died. And there was a peace agreement. But in the East, which is, I believe, largely where the 60 Minutes episode covered, I didn't get the chance to watch it, but I plan to watch it online. It's still fueled by a variety of minerals, including gold, and it's the most dangerous place in the world to be a woman. You talk about rape in Darfur, which is a terrible thing. There's also just huge numbers of rape in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I believe there were over 10,000 cases reported in 2008 alone. And so just the attacks on civilians are monstrous, and so we need to focus on creating stability in the eastern region of DRC. And in Burma, since the 1960s when the junta kind of took power, they have a kind of a policy of not liking minorities. There's a lot of different minorities in Burma, the largest of which is the Karen. They're kind of in the Karen state. And so there are some rebel groups there, but the government has a policy of attacking civilians to kind of root out that problem.
And that's where we have to leave it. We really applaud your efforts and your colleagues' efforts in bringing this information to us all. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
He offered integrity, honesty, and a healthy dose of common sense. Abe Lincoln, a Brunswick table owner. Over the past 160 years, Brunswick has embraced those authentic American values and continues to pioneer new trails in design, detail, and craftsmanship. Experience the heritage of Brunswick at your local Brunswick dealer or visit us on the web. Brunswick. Authentic American since 1845.
Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms is back for the holidays again this year. Since Ferguson Farms grows its own trees, we can sell directly to you. That means big savings. We offer Noble and Norman firs of all sizes starting at $19.99. Believe it or not, we are giving away more than 2,000 trees again this year. Times are still tough, and we want to help those families in need. Ferguson Christmas Tree Farms, now at two locations, next to Jiffy Lube on South Virginia in Reno, and at Eagle Canyon and Pyramid Highway in Spanish Springs.
Tis the season to decorate your home and share the spirit of Christmas with someone less fortunate. This year, purchase any tree over $20 from G&G Nursery, and they'll donate a tree in your name to the Evelyn Mound Community Outreach. Up to 1,500 trees will be donated. Fresh-cut 5 to 6-foot Douglas firs starting at $19.99. Tis the season to decorate your home at G&G Nursery Holiday Store. Decorations you'll find no place else. The spirit of Christmas lives at G&G Nursery Holiday Christmas Store and Tree Lots in Sparks and Reno.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by John Galtney, the economist. Pleasure to have you back on the program. And Chris Barrett is now president of Barrett Resources, Issue Management and Government Relations. Pleasure to have you back on the program too, sir.
Good morning.
We had Senator Raggio on the program yesterday. You had some thoughts on his appearance.
I did watch that and listen to the senator's comments. And it's really unfortunate these folks that are out there mobilizing against the senator. You know, what the state needs right now that we haven't had for a long time is a statesman. And Senator Raggio, first and foremost, has been that statesman since he was a district attorney. It's tough business down there at the legislature in these economic times. He crossed political lines. He did it fiscally responsible. He stepped up and did what needed to be done. It's unfortunate these folks are after him.
You know, some people excel to the point that they exceed the political parties. Senator Raggio is a statesman above Democrat or Republican, and that may offend some in the Republican Party. I've been a registered Republican most of my life, and the level of regard I have for this man is beyond the party by far. So it troubles me that in his last term, where he ought to be exalted, he's going through some rather difficult times.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, these people that, you know, the local Tea Party advocates, they're going to need over 14,000 valid signatures in 90 days. That's a time. That's a big piece of meat to chew.
Yeah, right.
And I just really question if they would be able to do that anyway. Even get it on the ballot.
Well, it's not just the question of whether they can do it or not. It's the publicity that surrounds it. It's the intimidation that's associated with it. That's the unfortunate part of it. I don't think it ever had a chance of getting the number of votes, but it gets the press, it gets the attention, and it provides for a person who ought to be given the respect the wrong angle at this point.
It's going to be a hard task.
Well,
if you look at his last election.
Let me play devil's advocate here. You know, there are people on both sides of the Republican Party that have a point of view, and in their minds, they have a valid point of view. And the way that electronic media works these days, and email, that you can get your message out to a lot of people, I think the more voices that are out there that are heard, the better. And you may or may not disagree with them, but these folks, their mind is that they don't want to see any new taxes. They want to cut the size of government. It's well known what their thoughts are. And the other side of the party, if you want to call it the more moderate side of the party, is willing to go along and do things that will end up with taxes being increased one way or the other. So, you know, I think it's valid to have both sides. And I love Senator Raggio. And, mistake that.
I know you
do. And he's a good friend of mine.
Right. And those folks are making some good points about taxes and growth and all that kind of. But they don't have the right facts on doing what you have to do when you're an elected official. You have to be a leader. You have to do the unpopular decisions that for the betterment of the state. I don't want more taxes. I don't think the Democrats want more taxes. But if you look at Senator Raggio's recent reelection last year, where he was elected overwhelmingly over one of those folks, his opponent, in his own party, along with when you go to the general election, with independents, with Democrats, with libertarians, everyone recognized that. Unfortunately, they should put their efforts where it's going to matter most and not go hurt somebody.
And where would that be? Where should you be directing those efforts?
I think the Republican Party. My father used to say to me, the difference between a Republican and a Democrat is that a Republican understands that taxes are for investment. A Democrat understands that taxes are to be spent. There is a substantial difference between those two. Senator Raggio has always understood that taxes are an investment in the state of Nevada. They are not in a process of evolution of spending. And if you really understand the difference between those, you understand the difference between a Republican and a Democrat, and you understand why Raggio is as solid for the state as we have had in that period of time. So,
well, Sam, to answer your question, I think what they ought to be doing is educating the public on taxes, educate elected officials, go out and register new Republicans to make up for the deficit against the Democrats in the state, and elect more Republicans to the Assembly and to the Senate and to state offices. That's where they need to focus their energy.
It's a big task.
It is a big task.
You understand that the role of government in the future in the state of Nevada has to be that it is the person or the group of people who promote the development of the state. And currently, the leadership in the Democrat Party and some of the Republican Party are simply saying government has no role at all. Government does have a role. The role is to develop the economy of the state, to become a partner to gaming, not on the back of gaming, to become a partner to IGT. Then that's not as hard as it appears, but nobody's looking that direction, or very few people are. Raggio at least has supported those things in the past.
You know, one thing I wanted to say about people who want to cut the size of government, I think the economy has done that. Just try to go get your car registered at DMV, or if you're a bigger shot, try to get an unrestricted gaming license. It's going to take you a long time to do either.
Well, the bottom line is that there are a lot of valid opinions out there, and I think that it's important for all of us to listen to all of those opinions and then make up our own minds as to what direction we want to go in. And, you were talking about Senator Raggio's last election. I mean, it was against Sherrod Engel, and every noteworthy moderate Republican, including all the lobbyists, were out there walking the streets for Senator Raggio to ensure that he got reelected. It was not an easy race, to say the least.
No, that's true.
All right.
But he did win.
Yes, he did. And he's got one last term, and you know he's going to be just as powerful in the next session as he was in the last one.
And he won by a field goal in the last second. That was a tough race.
And that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
They want me to send my gold in a what?
Don't take chances. Come see the friendly folks at Northern Nevada Coin in Carson City. They'll carefully inspect your gold, silver, coins, and more to help you get the most cash. That's Northern Nevada Coin at 601 North Carson.
Everyone who's switched to high-definition TV says the same thing. Once you've experienced HD, you can never go back. And once you've experienced the irresistible prices RC Willie has on TVs, you'll never shop anywhere else.
Right now, this Samsung 55-inch HD TV is only $25.69 after manufacturer's instant discount. Professional installation is available. Pay no down and no interest until 2011.
See what the fuss is about. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Get cash now for your gold jewelry, old coins, gold, silver, sterling, and more. Northern Nevada Coin has a full staff of professionals to serve you. Buying, selling, or trading, they're the folks to see. Northern Nevada Coin is at 601 North Carson Street in Carson City.
Thanks for watching. Next week's guests include Maribel Batcher of Harris Entertainment, Bob Kroll, he's the mayor of Carson City, and Mike Wiley, he's one of those GOP guys running for U.S. Senate.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching and listening.